This is an excerpt from The Four Horsemen of the Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Apocalypse, how the bigotry and incompetence of four aid scientists at the CDC helped create the chronic fatigue syndrome disaster. Click the link below to see the book on Amazon. During the last several decades, I have known four remarkable women with a serious illness that has been given the extremely deceptive diagnostic label of chronic fatigue syndrome. Three of the women are still living with the illness. Living with chronic fatigue syndrome generally means facing a cascade of disturbing medical events that leave them in a constant state of dread about what will happen next. One of the women was so incapacitated that she had to travel around on a motorized scooter, and she was killed when she was hit by a truck on her way back from the grocery store. Chronic fatigue syndrome is such a hellish disease that there are those with the illness who would sardonically say that she is one of the lucky ones. All four of the women had very promising futures ahead of them. They outclass me in so many ways that they probably would not even give me the time of day had they not been stricken with chronic fatigue syndrome and met me because of my interest in the subject. I was the publisher of a newspaper that is credited with doing the first major reporting on the AIDS epidemic. My newspaper, New York Native, was a relatively new gay publication in New York City. When I got a phone call about a strange pneumonia affecting gay men in New York City, I asked a doctor to investigate, and he wrote a story in which the New York City health authorities said that the rumors were unfounded. Several weeks later, that all changed when a New York Times story appeared in which the CDC confirmed that indeed, a strange illness seemed to have broken out in the gay community. I detail my newspaper's coverage of the emerging epidemic in my book The Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Epidemic Cover-Up. The early reporting in my newspaper is almost universally praised. In Rolling Stone, David Black said that the paper deserved a Pulitzer Prize. Also in Rolling Stone, Katie Leishman wrote, "It is undeniable that many major stories were Ortlebs months and sometimes years before. Mainstream journalists took them up, in his bestseller, and the band played on," Randy Schiltz wrote. Because of the extraordinary reporting of the New York Native, the city's gay community had been exposed to far more information about AIDS than San Francisco in 1981 and 1982. But the love affair with New York Native quickly fizzled out as my newspaper dug deeper into the story. Our early reporting was fairly straightforward and, in retrospect, typical of most medical and scientific reporting then and now. It basically translated semi-arcane information provided by government and establishment officials. For a lay public, it was not particularly skeptical. As time went on, our reporting became more investigative, and we began to notice serious problems with the competence and honesty of scientists at the Centers for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Health. It didn't help when I learned that one of the top AIDS researchers referred to gays as homos. When I learned that particular scientist and his close colleague at Harvard were both considered to be crooks by serious scientists in Europe, all bets were off. One of the transformative moments for me and New York Native occurred when one of my readers sent me a clipping of a curious article in the March 25, 1986 issue of the Los Angeles Examiner by Ben Stein. In The Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Epidemic Cover-Up, I reported, Stein wrote that it seemed to him that everyone in Los Angeles seemed to be sick at the time. People would develop a flu which lasted 2 weeks and then they would recover. But then a few weeks later they would get sick again. He described a vague, spaced out feeling. Chronic fatigue just over your shoulder, always breathing down on you. A susceptibility to wild upsets of the bowels all became part of daily life. Stein complained that even though an incurable flu seemed to be spreading throughout Los Angeles, no one was doing anything about it. Public health officials were silent. Stein also wrote, "Already my friends in the East tell me the non-stop flu has hit Washington and New York in a big way. This nation can be genuinely disabled by these incurable diseases. The individuals who have them are severely pained, physically and psychically. Having the flu half your life hurts, take it from me. Can anyone help? Isn't this worthy of national attention? Are we just going to have the stock market go up forever while everyone gets incurable viruses? I'm scared." You have just heard a brief excerpt from The Four Horsemen of the Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Apocalypse, how the bigotry and incompetence of four AIDS scientists at the CDC helped create the chronic fatigue syndrome disaster. You can purchase a copy of the provocative book now on Amazon by clicking the link below. Also, if you have Spotify, you can listen to Fauci, the Bernie Madoff of science and the HIV Ponzi scheme that concealed the chronic fatigue syndrome epidemic for free. The link is also below.